You're listening to CJMQ 88.9 FM for Local Journalism Initiative. I'm Joshua Bullard. A colder than usual spring is delaying strawberry season across the parts of the eastern townships, with farms expecting harvests to begin later than normal. While recent warm weather has helped crops recover, growers say cooler temperatures throughout May have slowed berry development and push back the start of the season. At the same time, farmers continue to face rising costs for fuel, labor, equipment maintenance, and other essential operating expenses. Some producers are being forced to increase prices as they balance inflation with consumer demand. I spoke with local farm owner at Fermuera, Karine Chouinard, about this year's delayed harvest, the challenges of rising production costs, and why supporting local farms remains critical for the future of agriculture in our region. Here's that conversation. Reports across the region show that a cold spring has pushed traditional summer strawberry harvests back toward late June or early July. How are things looking right now in the fields at Fermuera? And are you expecting your pick your own season to be delayed as well?
Yeah, it's hard to tell if it's going to be a few days or a week later, because the month of May was really cold this year. And thanks God we get last week was more warm, but it helps us, but it's not enough, you know, to get back what's lost in the weather. The land is really beautiful. The strawberries are beautiful. It's just they're still green. We don't. I don't see yet some starting coming red. So it will be a little more late than usually.
Some local farms are spending significant time and money on intensive methods, like planting early varieties on plastic and constantly moving heavy winter blankets and hoops to beat the frost. Is this an approach Fermuera uses to get a head start on the season, or do you find it more sustainable to stick to traditional open field cycles?
I'm not telling you it will never change, but for now, we keep it like traditional. This year, we did something different. We plant to have fall strawberry. For us, it's 4 years, so it's new. So I'm not ready to go ahead to have them more early. But this year we make a new step. We're going to have fall strawberry. So this is other technique. You have to start walking before you run. You know what I mean? So for us to keep it traditional, was a learning how to produce strawberry, because it was new for us. So now we're ready to do fall strawberry, but I'm not sure if next year I will try to have some more quick. We probably gonna keep it traditional.
Using specialized equipment like floating covers and plastic beds clearly works to beat the weather, but it requires a lot of upfront capital, a lot of money. With fuel, wages, and materials skyrocketing, are these high-tech growing methods becoming too expensive for the average local farm to sustain?
Yeah, I think it's really it's expensive. Most of the population, I think they're ready to have the strawberry for, you know, La Saint-Jean. A few years back then, we have some a week before school was finished, because the weather was so, and people were not there to pick them up. So I think people, most of people, strawberries really when the school finish. When the kids finish school, now they're ready. There's a few people who are ready before, small basket. They're not ready for you know, the big crate to put in the freezer and all of that. So this is my perception. Like I said, like a couple years, we have some a week before school finish, and people were not ready. The majority of people were not ready to get them.
We've seen other local farms raising basket prices by 25 cents this season just to offset inflation, with owners admitting there is often very little profit left over. How are these operational price hikes impacting your profits this season? And what kind of price adjustments and changes will consumers see at your farm stands?
It was like 2 years we did not raise the price for us. So this year, definitely we have no choice because the people who come to work, we have to pay them more. The price of the gas and everything, you know, when the tractor breaks, everything is more money. So we were 2 years without raise the price, but this year we have no choice with the inflation and everything goes up. We don't want to go too high, but we would not have a choice to raise the basket.
There is a growing call from local farmers, local producers, for stronger government financial safety nets to protect small family operations from rising overhead. From your perspective at Ferme Wera, what is the most critical area where the government needs to step in and support our regional farmers, our local farmers in the area?
I know that's not everybody who do that, but for us, we already take, you know, there's some insurance for the strawberry that you can take. I take it every year because you never know what, you know, with the meteo, everything can change, turn, you know, fast. So for us, this is something we take every year. So this is like a backup. Yes, it costs money, but I think, you know, you do like a straight line. You know, the year that you have a bad luck, you have something. So I think there's some other things than that we can use than waiting for the government. There's already some people just have to with the finance agricole. There's some insurance for the strawberry. So this can help a lot. You know, the government, the thing can help a lot is, first thing, I think, is people who buy local. This, you know what, the mending, helping us, you know, for people to come at the farm and buying this publicity for that, this, I think, you know, the base is there. If we can sell everything that we produce, I think people will be good, you know what I mean? Because when we plant one egg, and if you cannot sell all of it, if you're able to sell everything that you plant, you know, that's how you can get to a point that you're efficace.
That was Karine Chouinard, owner of Ferme Wera, discussing this year's delayed harvest and the challenges facing producers across the region. While recent warm weather has helped crops develop, many farms are still expecting strawberry season to begin later than usual following a colder than normal spring. Growers are also facing increasing costs for labor, fuel, equipment maintenance, and other operating expenses, leading some farms to adjust prices this season. Farmers say supporting local agriculture remains one of the most effective ways consumers can help ensure the long-term sustainability of family farms and regional food production. Reporting for CJMQ 88.9 FM and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Joshua Bullard.